The militia movement is stirring. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've heard about the broken windows and the voicemail threats and the speech by Representative Steve King after the healthcare vote.
Let's beat that other side to a pulp. Let's take them out. Let's chase them down. There's going to be a reckoning.
But there's at least one player who wants to take this up a notch. Militia leader Mike Vanderboeg of Pinson, Alabama, is organizing an armed march on Washington for April 19th.
We will have loaded pistols on our hips. We will have unloaded rifles. I guarantee you that we will get their attention.
Now, you know the significance of April 19th. That was the date the first shot was fired in the American Revolution. More recently, it was the date of the Oklahoma City bombing. Vanderboeg promises that his side will not fire first, but in his online broadcast, he counsels his followers to be ready.
You need to be forming neighborhood defense organizations. You need to be looking to your arsenals. You need to be looking toward your neighbors and who can you count on and how do you build small fire teams and things like that, because events will overtake you if you do not.
I've been getting emails from people who say they're fed up, that I should check out the lines at the gun counters and the sporting goods stores. The militia movement is convinced that collectivists control the government now. They see healthcare reform as the last straw. They're preparing for civil war. I'm not looking forward to that. Although it would mean that someday, scratchy pictures of many of us will appear in an award-winning PBS series. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.